Trump bought Mara shares in Q1 2026. OGE disclosure reveals a new disclosure from the U.S. Office of Government Ethics shows President Donald Trump purchased shares of Marathon Digital Holdings, Mara, during the first quarter of 2026, placing the sitting U.S. president on the shareholder roster of one of the country's largest publicly listed Bitcoin miners. The filing was surfaced on May 15, 2026 by crypto news outlet Wu Blockchain, citing the OGE's periodic transaction report system. The disclosure lands at a politically sensitive moment. The Senate Banking Committee marked up the Clarity Act this week. The House version of the Reid bill threatens to limit how crypto can interact with the federal payment system, and Bitcoin is trading at $81,606. As of May 15, 2026, up 2.6% in the past 24 hours, according to CoinMarketCap. A sitting president on a Bitcoin miner's cap table, OGE periodic transaction reports cover trades by senior executive branch officials and are required when individual transactions exceed $1,000. The reports list the asset, the date range of the transaction, and a dollar bracket rather than an exact dollar amount, so the precise size of Trump's Mara position is not disclosed in the filing itself. What is unambiguous is the direction. A purchase, executed during Q1 2026, while the holder served as President of the United States. Marathon Digital is one of the most visible names in the U.S. mining sector. The company runs more than 50 exahashes of self-mined Bitcoin capacity, holds a multi-billion dollar BTC treasury, and reports quarterly results that are tracked closely by the same agencies whose policy stances move Bitcoin's price. The position is not theoretical exposure. Marathon's stock has moved in tight correlation with BTC for most of 2026, and the company's profitability is a direct function of two policy variables, the executive branch influences, electricity policy, and crypto market structure. Conflict of interest math is now explicit. Past administrations have used blind trusts or fund-level exposure to insulate the office from individual stock picks. The Mara disclosure is not a fund holding. It is a named position in a single company whose business model depends on Bitcoin's price and on the federal government's posture toward mining, energy, and digital asset regulation. Three threads make the conflict math concrete. The Senate Banking Committee voted on the Clarity Act this week, with more than 100 amendments filed before markup. The bill defines whether tokens are securities or commodities, which directly affects how miners report revenue and book holdings. A separate bill from Senator Jack Reed would block crypto from federal tax payments and Fed accounts. The proposal would, if enacted, constrain Bitcoin's institutional plumbing and pressure miner equity multiples. A Charles Schwab rollout this week opened retail Bitcoin and Ethereum trading to the broker's clients, expanding the buyer base for spot BTC. That is a tailwind for any company whose treasury sits in Bitcoin. Each of those decisions touches the price of a position the president now holds. Market reaction is muted. For now, Bitcoin did not move on the news. The crypto market is digesting the Trump-Xi Beijing summit, the Senate banking markup, and a continued $635 million outflow week from U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs. Equity prices on Marathon Digital have so far traded flat on the disclosure, with the stock pricing in roughly the same expected value path it carried at the start of the week. The reaction may sharpen over the coming days as Congress weighs the disclosure during ongoing crypto markup work. Senator Reid's office and Senator Warren's staff have previously raised flags about executive branch crypto holdings during Treasury and SEC hearings. Both have asked the Office of Government Ethics for tighter reporting on digital asset and crypto-adjacent equity positions. For crypto cardholders, the read-through is indirect but real. Card economics depend on the spread between fiat acceptance rails and crypto settlement. That spread is shaped by the same regulatory pipeline now intersecting with a presidential portfolio holding. If federal crypto policy bends toward miner-friendly rules in the next 12 months, the policy story becomes harder to separate from the personal one.